Hello, everyone, and a warm welcome to this month's edition of the Tumby Bay District Council podcast. It's wonderful to have you with us again as we explore the latest developments in our charming community here at Tumby Bay. There's always something exciting on the horizon, so let's jump right in. Our Mayor Jeff Churchett has some thrilling news to share. As you may have heard, our beloved Tumby Bay jetty is taking a significant leap forward. The state government has committed to providing $2.4 million in funding. This news brings a surge of hope, marking the start of many conversations and decisions about the jetty's future. So, what does this mean for us? It's a step toward either a rejuvenated jetty or the possibility of a brand new one. And on the topic of jetties, our mayor was delighted with the turnout at the latest Conversations with the Mayor session. It was inspiring to see around 20 community members come together for over 2 hours, brainstorming fundraising ideas for our jetty. A special thanks to CEO Rebecca Hayes and Damien Windsor for their presence and for providing clear and thorough responses to all funding-related questions. Their contributions were truly invaluable. It's also important to note that our mayor is advocating for a survey as the most effective way for the council to gauge what you, our entire community, envision for the jetty. For those who've already completed and returned the survey, we extend our heartfelt gratitude. Our mayor also wishes to remind everyone about the importance of kindness and respect towards our council office staff ladies. They are there to assist with any council-related issues you may encounter, and a civil approach enables them to address your concerns more effectively. And lastly, Mayor Churchett sends his best wishes for a very happy Easter to everyone and reminds those travelling to do so with care. Moving on to the finer details of the jetty situation, the state government's $2.4 million pledge comes with certain conditions. The council must match the government's contribution dollar for dollar, assume the financial risk of all repair costs, and take on the project's management and maintenance for at least 15 years. Our current cost estimates for a 15-year period are around $12.55 million, which means the government's funding covers less than one-fifth of the total need. Given that the government cannot cover the repair costs for every jetty in need along our coastline, it's evident that community involvement is essential, potentially including a special levy from ratepayers. To gauge the community's willingness for such a levy, the council has initiated a ratepayer survey with three indicative options. Your input on this will be instrumental in guiding our next steps. Let's also acknowledge the council's efforts in securing regional precincts and partnership funding. If successful, we're looking at strategic planning for commercial and residential growth, infrastructure improvements, and much more in preparation for projects that could double our population. While this funding isn't earmarked for the jetty refurbishment, rest assured the council is actively seeking appropriate grants for that purpose. Now, a word from our work supervisor, Pete Cassidy. Pete has commended the progress on road construction, with notable advancements on Brooker, Warminda, and Matt Hill Coomaba roads. He also highlighted the benefits of using a UHF channel for enhanced communication and safety in traffic management. However, let's remember that road grading is at the mercy of Mother Nature's timetable. It's impractical during dry spells as it can be counterproductive. A hearty welcome to the three new members joining the council's team: Wade Lodge, James Smith, and Rod Carpenter. Congratulations to you all. And for a touch of creativity and practicality, kudos to team member Ronnie for crafting an innovative new shower from driftwood and an old stainless steel ball float. This unique creation is bound to be a talking point among visitors and locals, adding character to our community space. As we conclude this month's podcast, the message remains clear. Stay safe and adjust your driving to the road conditions. That's all from us this month at the Tumby Bay District Council podcast. We hope you've enjoyed catching up on all the latest, and remember to stay tuned for more updates as we continue to work together for a vibrant and thriving Tumby Bay. Take care, and we'll chat again soon. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Tumby Bay District Council podcast. I'm your host, and today, as always, we have a fantastic episode for you. We're going to discuss all the latest happenings and initiatives in our wonderful community. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfortable, and let's begin. We're thrilled to talk about the incredible work being done by Beacon of Hope, a literal beacon for mental health and connection in Tumby Bay and the surrounding districts. They've recently been awarded a generous Spark grant of $40,000 in May this year, and they've been making impressive strides. In collaboration with the Faye Fuller Foundation, Beacon of Hope has been actively listening to our community's stories and experiences to inform sustainable practices that will enhance mental health and well-being. Here's some uplifting news. MGA Insurance, a company with a 50-year legacy of supporting our community, has generously offered Beacon of Hope their building on Lipson Road for office use. What a remarkable gesture. It's revitalized the community by bringing a previously unused building back to life for active community service. And this is just the start. They are drawing inspiration from Dr. Graham Fleming's pioneering work on suicide prevention in the 90s, aiming to build on our existing community strengths. Beacon of Hope recently met with John and Margaret George to discuss the MGA building's use. John George, bless his heart, has promised ongoing access to the space and even renovations to better meet our community's needs. The team is now developing plans for the facility with a focus on our collective well-being and eagerly awaits your suggestions for activities that promote healthy connections. They're an organisation that truly values your input. The office is open on Mondays, but the team is more than willing to meet for a coffee and chat as needed. Keep in mind that the grant period concludes in June, and until then, Beacon of Hope is all ears for your insights on the strengths and challenges of mental health and well-being in our region. Don't hesitate to reach out if you have something to contribute. And yes, they're seeking additional financial support, so any assistance in that regard would be greatly appreciated. Next, we extend hearty congratulations to Tumby Bay Weight Watchers on their first anniversary. Born from the closure of the SA branch of Weight Watchers, the club has experienced quite a year, including the search for a new venue. Despite these hurdles, the club and its members have found a new, welcoming home at the CWA. Our heartfelt thanks to the wonderful ladies there. Their resilience is inspiring, and with new members joining, the club is poised for another successful year. They've also introduced a reduced fee for new members. If you're looking to lose weight and need a supportive community, now is the perfect time to join. A round of applause for the new office bearers, President June Headley, Vice President Judy Milton, and Club Secretary Norvain Richter. If you're seeking assistance or interested in joining, they're just a call away. On a final note, a small but significant administrative update. We've revised our newsletter submission guidelines. The new deadline for your articles, announcements, and adverts is now the second Thursday of every month. This change will give our dedicated newsletter team the time they need to craft the informative and engaging newsletter we all enjoy. So, mark that date on your calendars, and let's keep the contributions flowing. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Tumby Bay District Council podcast. It's been a pleasure to share all this positive news and community spirit with you. Let's continue to support each other and foster a healthy, connected community. Until next time, look out for one another, and let's keep making Tumby Bay an exceptional place to live.